Now to a more somber note. Unfortunately, our first order of business is a tragic story. About 120 people are dead today in a suspected arson attack on the subway in the South Korean city of Daegu. The death toll is expected to rise as more people are reported missing. Emergency workers rushed to the scene, but toxic fumes from the fire delayed rescue efforts. Meanwhile, hundreds of relatives gathered at the site, desperate for news of loved ones. Some 400 people were on board trains in an underground station when, according to news accounts, a local man set fire to one of the cars deliberately. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Seoul.
It only took a few minutes to turn the morning subway into an inferno in South Korea's third largest city of Daegu. Around 10 a.m. local time, as a train pulled into a station on the city's single underground line, witnesses say a man took out a milk carton filled with flammable liquid and then tried to ignite it with a lighter. People in the carriage saw what he was doing and tried to stop him, but the fire spread quickly as another train, traveling in the opposite direction, pulled up at the station and also caught fire. In the end, it took more than 3 hours for firefighters to bring the blaze under control. A doctor at a local hospital said many of the bodies were burned beyond recognition and could probably be identified only through DNA samples. Others succumbed to asphyxiation as thick smoke and noxious gases spread throughout the underground station. Firefighters gave horrific accounts of the scene underground. South Korean television showed grieving relatives arriving at the scene as smoke billowed into the morning sky. One man said his missing daughter had called by cell phone from the train to say there was a fire and the train door wasn't opening before he lost contact with her. South Korean police said a suspect was under interrogation in Daegu, a 56-year-old man with a history of mental problems. Local TV station YTN aired footage of chaotic scenes inside a nearby hospital, reportedly showing the suspect being attended by nurses. Other television footage showed rescuers covering up charred bodies in the ash and soot-filled carriages and a lone burnt shoe among the wreckage. This is not the first time disaster has struck the city's subway. In 1995, 100 people were killed and 100 more injured when a gas explosion ripped through the underground. A spokeswoman for outgoing President Kim Dae-jung met with reporters. Kim's spokeswoman conveyed the president's condolences to the families of the victims, saying the government would consider designating the scene a special disaster zone, giving it priority in receiving government aid and assistance. The incident compounds a sense of unease in South Korea, currently locked in a nuclear standoff with its neighbor, North Korea. The North today ramped up its rhetoric. Its official news agency said that if the United States went ahead with threatened sanctions against North Korea, Pyongyang would have no choice but to withdraw from the 1953 Armistice Agreement, which ended the Korean War and is the basis of stability on the peninsula. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.